Welcome to the Judicial Council Center for Families, Children, and the Courts podcast series on juvenile law. Today we are focusing on the youth voice. Oftentimes, the youth voice gets lost in a system of judges, lawyers, social workers, and advocates, all trying to determine the best interest of the child. This podcast was intended to present the youth's story of their time in the foster care system. To preserve the integrity of the interview and the youth's voice, content editing was not done. Only editing to smooth the podcast for the ease of the listener was completed. We are fortunate to have with us today Jackie Murillo. Jackie is a former dual status youth from Los Angeles County. She is working with the Anti-Recidivism Coalition, also known as ARC, and is a busy mom. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi. You're welcome. I'm 26 years old. I grew up in the West LA area. Throughout my journey, my mom moved east side of Los Angeles. I grew up with my brother that's a year and a half older than me, my mom, and my father. By the time I was five, my dad got deported to El Salvador. My first time being arrested, I was around the age of 9, 10 years old. I made a threat to my elementary school teacher. I think about it today, and it was due to the fact that no one believes me, you know. And the playground staff, they didn't believe me when I told them that he kind of rubbed on me inappropriately. I went to court, and nothing happened to me. I just got on probation. By the time that I was 12, I violated that probation for running away and not attending school. I was sent to juvenile hall for the first time, where I served, I was supposed to serve 3 months and ended up serving around 13 months in a unit called Girls Shoot, which is a special handling unit for girls. I wasn't allowed to go to a regular unit which houses 14-year-olds because I was too young. I was 14 when I got released, and from there I went to placement and I went to rehab, but I'll always leave. My mom had gave up custody of me. I didn't know that it was called being dual status back then, but she didn't pick me up because she said she had no control over me, which led me to always be on the streets. And at 15, I took care of six other kids that weren't mine, and long story short, I committed a lot of robberies, and I ended up being trialed as an adult due to the fact that I didn't fit the 5 criteria to get trialed as a juvenile, and I was direct file. I had already been to placements, to camps, and they didn't know what else to do with me. So I got trialed as an adult. And
And this is at 15?
At 16.
Oh, 16.
At 16 years old. The difference was that I was going to two courts. I was going to adult court and juvenile court. My juvenile judge, I don't know how he did it, but he was able to continue to give me a juvenile court date while I was going to my adult court date, so he could keep in touch with what was happening to my adult court date. And then I was direct file, which is really different than fighting your fitness. And I took a deal of 6 with 2 strikes.
Okay. You had a juvenile case.
From 12 to 16,
and then they direct filed you.
They direct filed me at 16 years old.
Okay, and what was that experience like for you? How was that to?
Honestly, I didn't understand anything that was happening. I understood more my juvenile kind of because I had a really compassionate judge at my juvenile courts, and it shows when he kept in touch with me through my whole adult court, but understand anything until I went back to my juvenile court and he would kind of break it down to me.
And the judge.
The juvenile one, which wasn't even my judge anymore.
Right.
And I didn't understand any of my adult court. I really thought I was going to get life. And it was just very interesting to me. And then when I heard about all of this, about actually being dual status youth, I didn't understand everything that had happened to me. And it triggered it now as I'm 26 years old. I didn't ever really think of it. I just took it as I got time and I have to do my time, and then that's it.
Now, did you have an attorney that would explain things to you? What was your experience with your attorney?
So my experience is very different because I went in with the idea that everybody was going to suck. You know, my judge and everybody. My judge was informative to me than my attorney. My attorney wasn't really. I had 2, a guy and a girl. The first guy that I had for the first few years didn't understand my mom, so he just didn't bother with me. Mm-hmm. And then the lady just didn't bother with me because I was just rude.
And did you feel like you had a voice in the courtroom?
So I didn't feel like it, but I know I had space too.
Okay.
which was very different with me because my judge was very understanding and very caring. But I didn't feel like I did because I just was really shut off.
Okay. So though your judge was understanding and caring, is there anything that would have made your courtroom experience better?
If my mom was more involved.
If your mom was more involved. Okay. And did you think that your family was engaged in the court process? Did they, do you know if they tried to involve your mom or?
In my days, my mom was really shut off to them, and because they saw that from my mom, they didn't even bother.
And what would have motivated you to make different choices throughout the process? Is there anything that would have motivated you to make any different choices?
If I would have felt like my family was supporting me.
Yeah. Okay. So what about now? What are you doing now?
Today, what I'm most excited about is that I mentor two little young girls that come from the east side where I'm from, and I see them once a week. And then
tutoring?
No, mentoring.
Mentoring. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
great.
Two young girls. One's pregnant, and the other one, I'm grateful that she listened to me. She went back to placement. So she's in placement right now. She's going to school. She's about to graduate, so I'm very excited about that. I'm a mom of three children.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And I'm, like, working to being a mortician.
Nice. Yeah. So is there anything that you would like any of our listeners to know in particular about the process or anything that you wish could have been done better or just anything that you want them to know?
I know that a lot of people don't want to get personal or they feel like they shouldn't, but I really, really would encourage people to ask questions, to, like, really ask questions and to get to know the kids.
Great. Well, I just wanted to thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for talking with us. Congratulations on your accomplishments. And good luck to you.
Thank you.
The Judicial Council's Center for Families, Children in the Courts works with courts throughout the state to improve outcomes for children and families in both the juvenile justice and child welfare systems. For more information, please visit our website at www.courts.ca.gov under Programs for Families and Children.